The doors to DiGiulio's Sausage Company in Stamford are locked. Patty Oxer, whose family owns the business, says the sheriff and city employees did it early Monday morning.
They changed the locks on the doors, the office, and to get into the parking lot.
Stamford used eminent domain to buy the building just south of I-95 in November of 2011 as part of a plan to expand the roadway leading to the train station and the rapidly redeveloping area on that side of the highway.
I'm third generation here. I was an asset to the city. I'm the hometown sausage.
Oxer's brother, Nick DiGiulio, is the company's owner and CEO.
We did break our contract.
He acknowledges that on paper, they were supposed to be out by December 8th. But he says a plan to move the company to Bridgeport has been held up by bank issues and by difficulty doing an environmental remediation of the Bridgeport building. He found out on Friday his appeal of the eviction date was denied. He doesn't understand why the city acted so quickly after that to lock them out.
If we go back to 2 weeks from now, you will probably see nothing done to the property. Why do this on Christmas Eve? Why?
The city did not make anyone available for a recorded interview, but in a written statement, the mayor's office says DiGiulio's company had been allowed to stay at the location for more than 2 years, and the city had tried to help relocate the company. The statement says the city of Stamford moved forward with the eviction in order to honor its commitment to the federally funded road project. DiGiulio says he hopes to be moved into the Bridgeport building in the next 2 to 3 months. He's trying to arrange for another company to produce their sausage for now, so he doesn't lose his clients. And he says he'll try to keep paying his staff to help with the move in the meantime. Craig LaMolt, WSHU News.